This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back for another week. Yes, that's right. Beyond the Edge, episode number 5. If you stayed up late after a 2-hour Survivor, if you pushed yourself beyond the edge, you caught episode number 5 of Beyond the Edge. And I'm so excited to be reunited this week. Mamma mia, if this isn't a sight for sore eyes and sore ears. Jenny Autumn is back, baby.
I am back. I will say, I am definitely not fully recovered. When I
you
woke up this morning,
are pushing yourself beyond the edge, and
yeah,
we are grateful.
I'm truly the Lorne Elena of this podcast. When I woke up this morning, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm still not better." I am going to have to call in sick of not podcasting with my friend Rob. How's that? Is that good? Got you for a second, didn't
you? Got me for a second. You totally did it. You're ready for the lanterns. Okay. We missed you last week. Special thanks to Mike Bloom, world's top Beyond the Edge journalist, who came in and filled in. And we had some fun talking about last week's episode.
The FOMO was real. I listened to that podcast and it was, I was depressed that I couldn't actually be there for that.
Okay.
It was a true Lorne Elena moment for me that, like, I wanted to be there so bad. I wanted to podcast with Mike about the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes there's nothing, your health gets in the way and there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it. Okay.
The doctors told me
I couldn't
go on the podcast.
The doctors told you you couldn't podcast. Yeah, no. I know. So, all right, Jenny, you're back. Happy to hear that you are feeling better, even if you still have a little bit of a ways to go. Thank you for being here with us to talk about Beyond
the
Edge. How's everything else been going?
Oh, I mean, like, there's really not much been going on in my life besides just trying to recover from COVID. Mm-hmm. But, Beyond the Edge kept me laughing. I laugh so much during this show. I don't know if that's intentional.
Like, good.
I don't think that they're intending to have this, you know, be a show that makes people laugh. But I was cracking up a storm on last week's episode and this week's.
Okay,
and
good.
Great. I think it's picking up momentum.
Okay.
Honestly.
We've got Jomentum again?
We've got Jomentum.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
more momentum.
I'm very excited to hear that. Of course, the jungle claimed another victim. This time it was Lauren. She didn't want to ring the bell. She didn't quit. The doctor said that she had to leave. And then there were 7.
Yeah.
No more Grateful 8.
You know, we should have seen this coming because in the preview from last week, we got the teaser. Again, they like to spoil their own show. So they kind of teased that somebody, the jungle claims another victim.
Yes.
But they didn't show the bell ringing image.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they were, I don't know. I was spoiled before this episode because I put into my Google search Beyond the Edge to try and pull up the episode. And the first thing was like an article that said like Lorne Elena, like says decision to leave Beyond. I was like, God, jeez.
What decision? I thought she didn't have a decision.
It wasn't her decision.
So. It was very hard for the doctors.
I guess it was hard for the doctors to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were rooting for her too. Everyone was rooting for her.
Everybody was rooting for her. The great puzzle nator is not there anymore. And that is really going to shake things up. I don't really know what it's going to look like next week where we have a team of 4 and a team of 3.
I mean, they've done this before, Rob. Didn't they do that on like the second episode? They had an uneven, or the first episode, an uneven team.
Yeah,
but, nine people at first.
But 5 and 4, I feel like, is not as lopsided as 4 and 3.
I think I need Christian Hubicki to explain whether that's actually like a true disadvantage, like statistically.
Well, I think, like, the less numbers you have, like, the bigger it gets. If it was like 2 people versus 1 person, like, that would be very big. If it was 3 people versus 2 people, like, if it was like 11 people versus 10 people, not that big a deal.
I'm sure it probably depends on the task, too. Like, maybe they'll make it a task where it's like having one less person could be an advantage because, like, you know, that's one less person in the way or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I believe in the adventure builders of this show. They're going to make it fair.
I hate to say it, but I have a feeling that the team that has 4 people is going to have Paulina.
How dare you, Rob?
How rude.
How rude. I also loved, I think this was from last week's episode, that like she finally like didn't get picked last.
Yes.
But it was just because
Mercy.
They wanted to make
have
sure.
Mercy.
No, it was because they wanted to make sure that Ebony got onto Lauren's team, because they had made that agreement that like Ebony really wanted to be on Lauren's team. So it was literally just, so that
the fix
Lauren
was in.
Get Ebony. It didn't have anything to do with Paulina.
Yeah.
Poor Paulina.
See, Jenny, that's a great observation that I missed in the real time. What else did you notice from last week?
Oh my gosh, so much. I was laughing the whole way through on that one. Moro is just a gift to us all. What else did I notice? Wow, I'm already forgetting what happened.
Oh,
the card thing. The cards.
Yes.
I loved this thing. This, like, what a genius Ray Lewis is with the deck of cards. I also really enjoyed hearing you and Mike decide who in the Batman universe everyone was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You didn't seem sold on Paulina being Poison Ivy.
I guess I could see it.
Her hips don't lie. They're very angry.
They're barking. Okay.
Bark, Poison Ivy. There's something there.
Yeah, of all stuff that's in the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, very overgrown. The jungle is green, and also you're trying to earn more green for your charity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Jenny, last week I was talking about with Mike about how every episode of Beyond the Edge needs to start with some sort of like near disaster calamity back at the camp.
Yes, we need camp life, but it needs to show us how
treacherous,
how bad the elements really are.
Yeah. And so we didn't really have like a treacherous sort of night, but there was some sort of like animal infestation that happened at nighttime this past episode.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the jungle dogs, but there was definitely, you know, some sort of noise. And it seems that Ray doesn't sleep at all.
No, that's
like Ray was fully awake the whole night on like animal watch.
And then like he heard something, and then he got out his phone like Blair Witch Project and is just like, you know, filming like what's going on with those critters.
Do those? They have phones. Is that how they get those?
I don't think it's like it looked like he had like a little like a handy cam.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I always wondered how they got those like little, Blair Witch shots at camp. But yeah, he was just straight up doing like a National Geographic, like, you know, watching the animal in the jungle.
Oh my
thing.
God. This animal's right here. I can't believe this. I don't even know what this animal is.
This jungle's crazy.
This jungle's crazy. Yeah. And then Craig, this lunatic, is like, why didn't you catch them? We could eat them.
Yeah. 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 Colton was showing off that he's lost weight, and he's like, yeah, why? Like, let's kill these things. They don't even know what it is. Like, are you truly like after 4 days that hungry,
Jenny?
Knowing that you only have a couple more days,
they eat. They're always having like fish. Throw the fish heads, bananas, rewards. Like, how much weight could they have lost? It's the day five.
Yeah.
The morning of day five.
I can understand if it's like Survivor where you're there from potentially like 26 to 39 days mm-hmm. and you're like, this might be my only opportunity to eat something substantial for like another few days.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're already almost done. And they know that like every single day, there's going to be some sort of food.
Mm-hmm. They're eating. It may not be Applebee's.
No,
but they're eating.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Pretty close.
Okay. Another big problem going on this week. Ebony has lost her crown. She doesn't like to be anywhere without her crown. This is a root canal has opened up.
That sounds actually terrible.
Not good.
Like her face is all puffy on the one side. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I shouldn't speak too soon, but like, I think she's going next week. But
yeah, I think so. That it looked like that they were sort of like teasing that a little bit in the preview. I was wondering if maybe even in this episode that she might have gone where Lauren isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was her, as we heard from Morrow, that is, you know, her and Lauren are very close.
Got it. Yep.
Ebony and Lauren formed a lifelong bond throughout this competition.
Yeah, too bad her crown didn't have a lifelong bond.
Oh, no. I love that, like, Morrow is just deciding, like, for them. It's like, yeah, you're bonded for life. I've decided that
it's day five, and you have a lifelong bond now. Like, can we get through the week?
Yeah, like let's see if we can handle each other for 7 days
mm-hmm.
before we can really say that this is a lifelong bond.
Okay. There's some guy bonding also. Ray Lewis is telling Coach and the guys about that he saw something on the ground and that they are saying, like, okay, we need to recreate the circumstances so that we can capture that thing and eat it.
Yeah, it's a possum or a raccoon or something, apparently.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a raccoon. I hope they don't eat a raccoon.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah. Like, I would be like, you know what? I'm just going to hope that maybe I get another can of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me going another day.
Yeah. You know, they're fishing. They're, you know, it seems like they have no problem catching fish.
Yeah, well, and also they just get given, like, a freaking bag of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bag of stinky fish.
80 pounds of stinky fish.
Yeah, Daniel Strunk needed to come out here and learn how to fish with these guys.
Daniel is pushing himself. All right.
With a dislocated shoulder. Mamma mia.
His body is giving him the cold shoulder. And by that, I mean dislocation.
His shoulder is literally
cold.
It's separated from his body.
All right. So we got a lot of strategy talk here. All of a sudden, I'm like, what show are we watching?
Yeah. Well, that's why I was getting excited. I was like, finally, there is some strategy to the show because we're halfway through and the money is getting higher with each adventure. And people are starting to say, like, you know, if I don't win this one, I'm basically out of the competition. But if I win this one, I like dethrone Lauren. And Lauren's talking about, I've got a huge target on my back now because I've never lost. Like, it was so wild to hear them actually talking strategy about the show. Like, I thought it would never happen.
Yeah, I'm like, was I supposed to be paying closer attention to the leaderboard? But apparently I was. And apparently being in the top two positions is going to be a big deal. I guess the final leg of Beyond the Edge, not to be confused with the final leg in each race of the Beyond the Edge, is going to be the top two competitors. And I guess sort of like the way that they used to do like the Celebrity Apprentice final task, I think it's going to be the top two people. And then whoever's left, they'll just be like their team members.
Yeah, because otherwise, what is the point of the people that aren't in the running? Like, are they going to send them home? I don't think that a lot of these people are going to want to quit. So, and like, you know, yeah, it's like a Top Chef as well, where like, you know, the other chefs that are not in the final are like helping the top two people. So I think that makes sense because they've got to utilize these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they all make it there, how many people do you think are going to make the final episode, Rob?
I will say it will be six. Yeah.
An even six.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Six, maybe five.
Yeah, because I think that there's a chance we lose Ebony. That
and
was not
I feel like
good.
That Jody also. Like
Jody's definitely in.
I'm worried about. Like, I feel like it's going to be the people that are going to be there at the end: Ray, Coach, Craig, Colton, and Paulina.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jody, and maybe Jody, maybe Jody.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We're hearing a lot about Paulina's hips.
She'll never quit. She'll never quit.
I mean, she doesn't quit. I will give her that. So
they'd have to drag her lifeless body out of the jungle.
Through the bog, out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll never quit. Okay. So, Jenny, that as far as I understand, tell me if I'm right. So Lauren is number one, but Craig and Colton were number two and three?
Yeah. Morrow explained it as if, like, Colton and Craig had, like, $5 between them and were really close, like, for second, but it was like a couple $1,000 difference between the two of them. Mm-hmm. So Colton was in second and Craig was in third.
So Lauren leaving really was a big game changer.
Big game changer. However, I mean, she what already got dropped down from spoiler of this adventure, but taking her out of the equation because she is the puzzle queen
and the puzzle nader.
The puzzle nader and pretty much she talked about it in the last Lanterns where she was like, I'm the best at puzzles. And if there's always going to be a puzzle at the end, like I'm always in it. So, she leaves a big opening for somebody else to become the new puzzle nader.
Jody is angling to be one of the captains today. She talks it through, like sort of like makes an alliance with Colton, but it kind of is like goes a little weird where she wants to pick him. And he's like, oh, yeah. Like he's like, hey, like if you pick me to be on your team, that's great. And if you don't pick me to be on your team, that's great. He did not want her to pick him to be on the team.
Yeah, because why would you say that? Mm-hmm. Why would you say, if you pick me, that's great. If you don't pick me, that's great.
Yeah. Which
like,
is it?
I don't care either way. That's not telling me that you really want to be on my team. Mm-hmm. Also, I thought it was interesting that last week we saw Ebony, you know, her strategy of getting herself out of the bottom is to make sure she was on a team with Lauren. And Jody's strategy was basically the opposite because she was like, I'm going to be a captain against Lauren. Mm-hmm. And so you'd think that maybe she would have thought like, instead of trying to get Colton, maybe she should be trying to get Lauren because Lauren's undefeated, but no, she had her eyes set on Colton.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned Craig also as someone she wanted to work with. And I mean, very fair. Colton and Craig are like the only two people that have had not like nothing bad happened to them in Beyond the Edge. So, I mean, would you say that Jody is the strategic mastermind of Beyond the Edge?
Well, she talked about how she does have a lot of leadership experience. She has directed an episode of Fuller House.
Right. That's key leadership.
Yes. So
put it on the CV.
Yeah. So she has like directed, you know, a cast of characters before. So she knows what she's doing.
And that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a clear line between directing an episode of Fuller House and leading, you know, C-list celebrities through a trek in the jungle.
Yeah. Corporate asked us to talk about which, I forget the Office meme. They're the same pictures.
Yeah. Same picture.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's bring in our captains. Okay. Mauro says, choose two captains, choose them wisely. It's going to be this time, Lauren and Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how do they decide who gets to pick first? Because Jody just like straight up like goes and takes Colton first.
Yeah.
And Lauren had identified that Colton and her need to continue working together.
Mm-hmm.
Or wasn't that? So like, it seemed like Jody took Colton from Lauren.
I think it's just a dibs situation.
Like you can just call dibs. It's like calling shotgun.
I think so.
So it's like as soon as you decide who the captain is, it's like you just yell out the person you want as quick as possible.
Yes, I believe that's the case.
That seems wild to me.
It seems wild, but do you have any evidence to refute that that is not the case? Yeah.
I haven't seen any rock, paper, scissors, mm-hmm. so I don't have any reason to believe it's not that way.
Let's just go right into it. Okay. But Mauro welcomed the contestants, the Grateful Eight, in an unusual way this week.
¿Quiénes son los capitanes? Oh, you understood. Who are the captains? Jody.
Okay, so let me explain this here. I love how excited and shocked Mauro is that like somebody knows Spanish.
Yes.
Because Mauro is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So I do need to remind everyone that like Canadian, our two national languages are English and French.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more normal for like a Canadian person to know French. But I do understand that in the United States, mm-hmm. quite a few people learn Spanish in school.
Yes.
Like, so I'm kind of, I think that might be, you know,
but
explaining a little bit why Mauro is surprised.
This is actually very impressive because
¿Quiénes son los capitanes?
I mean, los capitanes is a very difficult Spanish word. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely did
if
not
you
know.
You do
what
not speak Spanish fluently. How would you ever know what he's saying?
I was very grateful for the subtitles gratefully. Here, Rob, because I could not have gotten that.
Well, although they don't respond to him, and he's like, yes, you knew.
Los Capitanes. Oh, you understood. Who are the captains? Jody.
I guess they raised their hands.
I mean, but also, he could probably glean that even without him saying Los Capitanos. Like, he asks them who the captains are first every time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So $45,000 is on the line here today. And so, of course, we've got another wild adventure up our sleeves here. It's going to be adventure number five.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, can you explain to us what we're going to see in adventure number five?
Yes, I can. I might need to take some breaks because it, you know, like any adventure, like the adventure is a huge trek with many stages for the edgers here. Explaining the challenge is a trek for me, especially as I am recovering from COVID. But
Jenny's literally like shaking.
Yeah, I will be shaking through this as I cough up a lung. Okay, so as always, Rob, we got our first stage. You always got to start with the first stage because it's first.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, there's like a platform, a triangle platform, and then like pieces of bamboo. And they have to stack the bamboo on the platform. And then the platform has like ropes and like pulleys attached to it.
It's like an
and
elevator.
So the team.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And so the teams have to elevate the platform without dropping any of the bamboo.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult because bamboo is not flat.
Right.
In case you didn't know.
Yep.
And so then as that gets raised, if you get to the top, it triggers a mechanism.
A mechanism, yes.
Of course.
We'll hear the word mechanism a few times.
Yes, definitely mechanism. And that mechanism, Rob, will release paddles. But like, it's like a couple feet away. It was very confusing, honestly. Like, very impressive work done by the adventure masters here or whatever. So once you get the paddles, then you know what's next, Rob?
The trek.
It's the trek. We all love the trek. So you're trekking through the jungle, you're trekking to the lagoon, and then you have to paddle the length of 4 football fields, because we only measure in football fields on this show.
Yes.
And then after this, so once you've done the paddling of 4 football fields, one player has to dive into the water.
Yeah.
And there are 2 bags of puzzle pieces.
Yes.
As you know, we always have puzzles.
There's always a puzzle.
Yes. And the puzzle bags are at 2 different lengths. Like one is 6 feet down and the other is 8 feet down.
Yes.
I wish that he had given me that measurement in football fields so I could understand better. But apparently it's 6 feet and 8 feet.
I guess that's about like 6 feet is about 1/50th of a football field.
Okay. I totally understand now. Thank you.
I don't know if that's right.
You know what? I trust you. It doesn't matter.
I think it's right. I actually think that it's right. 1/50th of a football field. Don't ask me to do. If you want 8 feet.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Yeah.
Not divisible.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough. So then once you've released the puzzle pieces, you I guess paddle back to the shore, and then you have to do more trekking through the jungle.
Yep.
To, of course,
a muddy
the final
bog
stage. Well, not for everyone, Rob.
Yes.
Not for everyone.
Decision point.
As always, there is a decision point, and the choice is, having to do a little detour through a muddy bog. A crowd favorite, which does reward you with a clue, or the direct route.
Mm-hmm.
So that those are the options there. And then when you get to the final stage, the puzzle, this is a little bit different. This is not a jigsaw puzzle. This is kind of like a puzzle, but it was more of like a memory game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a big board that has to be like held up with ropes.
Yeah.
And then on the board is a bunch of symbols, and then they have to take the pieces and arrange them in the order that it is on the board. However, there's a catch, because some of these pieces are very similar with very slight differences.
Yes.
So you have to be very careful where you're putting these pieces, because very slight differences, you could have the whole thing wrong. And that's basically the adventure this week.
Okay.
Did I accurately get
you,
that?
You did a great job. Okay. Well done. Take a bow, because you nailed it on the adventure. That's the setup. That's what the teams are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about how it goes when the red team and the blue team face adventure number 5 on this week's Beyond the Edge.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Jenny, let's talk about the actual adventure between the blue team and the red team. And so they needed to pull the bamboo up on the elevator. This did not seem that complicated to me.
No, I mean, you just slow and steady wins the race on this.
That's
one,
what
right?
Morrow like said, just, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what he tends to say.
Did Morrow break the fourth wall during this?
Is this the point? Yes, this is the point. We got Morrow doing Jeff Probst, New Age, talking to the camera. This is the new hotness on the CBS shows.
Yes.
Is, I don't know. Are we going to get Julie Chen Moonves talking to the camera for BB24?
Well, she kind of does that. Yeah, she does. She kind of, okay. She started it. Yeah.
How about we get her not talking to the camera. Although sometimes she is looking at a different camera when she's talking.
But
then
first,
she shifts her body first.
Looks at a different camera. Yeah.
But will we get her doing a whole segment with her looking at a different camera?
Maybe. I mean, that might not be the plan, but it might happen.
I can see that happening with Julie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, this is what you know, we are getting on these adventure shows now, is Moro is now talking to the camera. This is the first time this has happened on Beyond the Edge, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did he even say to, like, it was nothing important, right?
So, I believe he said... Oh, I did write this down. The blue team has all their pieces flat on the board. They are calm, cool, and collected.
That's good.
I think I write down everything Moro says because it's the best part of the show.
I mean, yeah, it's motivational advice in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I love him.
So we saw that the blue team was they were having more success than the red team was. But Moro noticed what they were doing right.
The blue team, just like my favorite boy band, are in sync.
I lost it, Rob. I lost it.
Shout out Chris Kirkpatrick. Big year for him.
Yes, big year for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moro's favorite boy band.
Moro Ronaldo's favorite boy band.
Is in sync.
What a claim to fame.
Yeah. Chris Kirkpatrick picked the wrong show to be on.
Honestly, how do you think he would have done on that?
Oh, he would have fit right in.
I think he would.
Yeah. Oh, he would have been totally into it.
They should have just brought him in. I wouldn't have cared that there were more, like more men than women. Could have gone an even 10. I'm sure that he was free.
Mm-hmm.
He
could have been there. No doubt. It's a bigger story when he's not free.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the blue team. The red team So the blue team, they were in sync. And it was ultimately Jody's leadership that got them to trigger the mechanism. She got out in front and led them.
Jody has become the conductor for what she hopes is an award-winning symphony.
Pull it up. Wait. Stop.
You hear the music?
Yeah, they really played into it.
Yeah, because at a certain point, Jody just steps back. She's not even part of the pulleying anymore. And she's like literally using her hands as if she was lifting it up with her energy.
Mm-hmm.
The sign of a true leader.
Yes, I'm sure that this was just like conducting on the set of Fuller House.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. With just like that.
The maestro. Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, Moro was pumped up during this, Jenny, because this was just such an amazing call here in this part of the challenge.
They trigger the mechanism! The paddles have been dropped! And away goes the red team!
Wow. I mean, the blue team got it first.
He was very excited for the red team.
I mean, that was like a Super Bowl game-winning catch call for the red team triggering the mechanism.
I thought he was going to lose his voice, which, Moro, same here. he was very, very hyped. But I do think that, the strategy of how they stacked the bamboo seemed to play a part, because, and it seemed like Moro did acknowledge that, because the blue team had the bamboo flat, and then the red team was they were trying to build a fire with it, where they were stacking it together. Anyway.
Well, maybe they felt like it would trigger the mechanism quicker
if it was higher.
Yes. Right.
But then they were facing the challenges of it being a little
wobbly,
bit less stable,
right,
and dropping the pieces. So, you know, there's strategy in this show.
All over the place.
Okay?
All over the place. Yeah. It seemed like the right strategy was to have the bamboo with the half sides down, where there would be no wobbling. You don't want any wobble.
Yeah. You don't want to be wobbling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we get into the trek, and this is where things get a little dicey, because we're going to see Lauren take that big fall.
I don't know if she tripped over something, but she whacked something with her foot and tumbles.
Mm-hmm. But she rallies.
She just gets back up and keeps running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what a queen. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have been like, bye. Hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, that's the difference. You
yeah.
know,
I'm a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fully.
Yeah. And so the teams then got to the water. Okay. Ray Lewis last week told us, you know, we had, you know, been wondering something about Ray Lewis because he said this.
I have a real phobia when it comes to water. That's the one element you do not play with on this earth. You don't play with water.
Yeah, we did get a lot more of Ray's backstory about why that water is the one element you don't play with.
Yeah. And I agreed with what you said last week, Rob. Like, I am way more afraid of fire.
Right.
I think that fire is way more likely to mm-hmm. Murder you. Mm-hmm. However,
yes, an area of expertise, perhaps.
Yes.
Yes.
But we got context for, you know, clearly Ray does not have any fire related trauma, but he does have water related trauma, which explains a little bit more why he's so terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ray had a story that he told about how that what was he doing in the water? He was fishing.
Fishing? I think he was trying to get a fish out of the water.
Getting a fish out of the water.
That's why he's such a good fisherman.
And then his foot got stuck like in quicksand, and then the tide came in.
Yeah, and he's always saying it's his very last breath. How do you know it's your last breath?
I don't know. I guess when you know, you know.
When you know,
and then,
you know.
And then a guy was walking by, and then the guy saved him?
Yeah, so, yeah, his foot got stuck under something. I don't know if it was quicksand, but his foot was
I think he
stuck.
Said his foot got stuck in sand.
In sand?
Yes.
So he was at the bottom of the water?
I believe that was the story.
Was he in a bog?
Ray has some wild stories between the guy that threw a snake at him and then he got his foot stuck in the sand.
Where did he live?
I don't know. It's harrowing.
Just snakes available to be thrown at you and
mm-hmm.
quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he lived in a video game.
I think so. Yeah. And so that, but Ray was going to be the person to dive down into the water.
He is facing his fears, and this is what the show is about for a lot of people, apparently. It's just personal growth, facing your demons, mm-hmm. releasing yourself from the expectations of the world and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that it had something to do with the fact that Lauren was injured at this point, because I do believe Ray did say that
is she their swimmer?
Who's gonna do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily her strongest suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think on that team, she was probably the most confident swimmer.
Yeah. So it was Lauren. It was Lauren, Ray, Coach, and Ebony. We saw Coach have his own difficulties in the water last week.
He's probably like never again.
Yeah. When he fell out of the boat.
I wonder, like, if Ebony got in the water, like, maybe the salt.
Yeah, salt
water. Water would be good
you
for her.
When like, you have a tooth abscess. Issue. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be, like, sterilizing or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's up to Ray. And then what happens that, like, the rope gets caught around Ray's arm? I didn't understand the physics of what was going on there.
Listen, Rob, I don't understand the physics of anything ever, but I believe what was happening was, so obviously the puzzles are in bags and they're tied to something, I don't know, some sort of weight maybe to keep them where they are. I don't know how these things work, but I think that when trying to untie one of the ropes, the rope was pushing his hand down with, I don't know, you got it tangled in there, but I think it was just, it hit a little too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
That he had a
similar
experience.
I just don't understand how the rope gets tangled around your arm.
Yeah, I don't know. It did seem like it was a straight rope, but
yeah,
he was getting himself all wrapped up in it.
Yeah,
and it was all over again. His body was being pulled under the water.
Yeah, I do wonder at times. Are the celebrities like playing up any of the incidents on the show for dramatic effect?
Listen, Rob, Paulina said on Twitter, this is real. This is not fake. Are you trying to suggest that there's some sort of embellishment happening here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I'm just curious.
Well,
I wasn't there.
When are we getting the Mike Bloom and Ray Lewis interview?
Oh, hopefully soon. Okay.
I hope so.
All right. But Ray ends up doing it. He goes through. Does the red team have any issue with their puzzle pieces?
No, I think Craig was the one who dove down, and it was pretty much straightforward.
Okay,
they were already like halfway through the trek back while they were still in the water.
Yeah. Okay. So the blue team, they don't have Lauren. They don't have a puzzle nader, right? So they are going to, do I have that right? Okay.
Jody's team is the blue.
Okay. So Jody's team is the blue. They don't have the puzzle nader. They are going to go and get the puzzle pieces, and they're going to go through the muddy bog, or as Craig says,
this is real life Panama clutch hugging muck. Hey, you ain't in Hollywood no more.
Okay. This is real life Panama butt hugging muck.
What a string of words. Real life Panama butt hugging muck.
Yeah.
Like that reads like a Mad Lib to me.
Butt hugging muck. Sounds really gross.
And I feel like his accent changed during this. Like he was like, you ain't in Hollywood no more. Like,
yeah. First off, Craig, who in this cast is from Hollywood? Anyone? Jody Sweden, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes. Who lives in Hollywood of these people? Is maybe anybody, Jody.
Is anybody else even an actor on the show? Like, who else is in Hollywood?
That's true, yeah.
The only time Meta World Peace was in Hollywood was when he played for the Lakers.
Right. And he's not there anymore. Got two episodes out of him.
Yeah. I listened to an interview with Meta World Peace this week. That Meta World Peace, he actually doesn't go by Meta World Peace anymore. He goes by, I want to make sure I have this correct. He was on Colin Coward this week. And he was talking with Colin Coward. So his name now is Meta Sandiford Artest.
Okay. So is his birth name Ron Artest?
I believe so. Yes.
So he's brought back the Artest.
He brought back the Artest. Sandiford is his wife's name. So
like her maiden name?
Yes.
Or like her last name?
Yeah. Her last name. Yeah. So that I think that now he has like now a hyphenated that he has adopted his wife's last name.
I love when men do this.
Okay.
I love it. Like F the patriarchy.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's what Meta is all about. Okay.
Yeah.
Meta Sandiford Artest. And that he was talking about how that he spends a lot of time in Vancouver.
Why?
I think his wife is from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's what basically, I think that's where he's living now. He's like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful there.
Summer. I'm going to go meet up with him. Well, like if we get the official or the unofficial Beyond the Edge reunion and we get Meta there, I'm going to connect with him and we will bond over Canada stuff.
Yes.
He's going to be my friend.
Yeah. That's where he's, hanging out in Vancouver. So, I was very excited. Like Colin Carroll was like, next hour we've got Meta Sandiford Artest is going to be here. Like, oh, wow. Okay. I'll check that out.
So you were just like, watching or listening to this anyway, and it just was like a surprise.
I was gonna turn it off, but I said I have to listen.
They got you.
Keep listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have back here the butt hugging muck. Okay. They get the puzzle pieces, and once again, these puzzle pieces are very important.
Well, that's the thing is like getting the clue has been, I don't think a single team that hasn't taken the
I think only last time, only in episode four.
They didn't have the clue last week.
I believe that they did not. I think it was the only time they didn't.
Oh, yes, because of Lauren. Lauren is, you know, she's
the puzzle-nator.
She's the ringer. Yeah.
She's the clue. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice Colton just like throws Paulina over his shoulder at one point, like when they're going through the bog, and just like, I'll carry you. Like, Colton's really flexing. She's just like, I'll carry a whole ass person on my shoulder through this bog.
Yeah. So they have the puzzle pieces, and you know, this is going to be such a boon for Jody Sweetin, because Lauren has won all four adventures, but this could be Jody's big opportunity to advance a few spots on the leaderboard.
Jody looking to move on up like George and Wheezy.
I love how he drags these things out. Like, he lets us not miss a thing. Mm-hmm. He's not speeding through any of his lines. He's just letting it out. Mm-hmm. Moving on up like George and Wheezy.
Yeah. You know, anytime really you could drop a, you know, 40-year-old sitcom theme song reference into topical conversation, you got to do it.
These people are going to know. They're like, this is the target audience, the people on the show.
And the red team is coming and knocking on the door like Jack Tripper.
I think that was like the last time Mauro watched television. It's like the only references he has. I don't know what's hip with the kids anymore.
Whatever happened to predictability? That is something that I am asking you, Jody. The milkman, the paper boy, and the evening TV could not have predicted this.
And now the milk gets brought with drones.
Moving on up like George and Wheezy. And so the red team is going to... Blue team is going to win this week's adventure.
You know, they made it interesting at least, because blue team had an immense lead. And then red team strolls up and we get to the puzzle master here. Lauren and Ebony working on memory puzzle.
We got it. All right. This is perfect.
And we get a lot of suspenseful, like, check, you're wrong. Check, you're wrong. Back and forth between the two teams. They edited
it. You don't have it.
You don't have it. Like, they did make it a little interesting. They did make us think, oh my gosh.
It went back and forth.
Lauren is going to do it again.
You thought she was going to do it again. Yeah. It got tight.
The tension building like the humidity here in the jungle.
tighter than Jody's, her calves or her, what's her muscle that's really tight? Needed to nail that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, a hamstring, right?
Quads are gonna just snap. They're so tight.
Yeah.
Quads. Tighter than Paulina's hips.
All right. So the blue team gets a win, and then red team, Lauren like collapses right after this.
Yeah, because the adrenaline pumping through her body that's gotten her through an actual injury has just left her body.
Yeah. All right. So the blue team, they're going to go for a coffee reward. More on that. Rob, but yes.
Oh, I do not want to hear my thoughts on the reward. Or are we going to get to that?
Oh, well, let's talk about Lauren, because she's going to get medical attention, and then we'll see everybody enjoying the reward.
She immediately asks for medical.
Yeah, yes. Medical. All right, get in here. And they work on Lauren, and I couldn't believe they got her in a wheelchair.
I mean, where did the wheelchair come from? It was just like,
they must have medical on site.
Yeah. I mean, it's serious. Paulina said it's real.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
Real medical there. So
yeah. So they work on Lauren for a while.
So I guess like as soon as they took her, her foot out of her shoe, it like just like completely ballooned. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I guess the compression of the shoe was keeping the swelling down. Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the shoe off and then everything swells because there's nothing holding it together anymore.
I guess so.
Hashtag science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah, we learned.
She needs an X-ray, apparently.
Yeah. All right. Take her to the hospital. She's going to get an X-ray. So we'll see what's going on with Lauren later on in the episode. But let's go to the coffee reward. Okay. This is a fancy reward, Jenny, for this is going to be for Colton, Craig, and P are all there.
And of course, Jody.
And Jody as well. And so they're enjoying all of the I feel like Craig's been on every reward.
We definitely got the cans. Did he have the fish last week? He's not undefeated like Lauren. Mm-hmm. So, but maybe he's like had one loss.
I feel like, was he in the bath? I feel like maybe he got like,
maybe he wasn't in the bath.
He managed to get all the good rewards. Okay.
Yeah. But this coffee, Panamanian coffee and croissants and pastries. And here's the thing. I have an allergy to wheat, so I probably couldn't eat any of this food.
Mm.
Coffee alone. Wow. What a great reward. Give me a leftover can of gravy and some coffee and I'm good, baby. Like,
would you combine them? Would you combine them?
But the gravy and the coffee.
Could you use gravy as as creamer?
Ew. No, Rob.
Okay.
I'm having these delights separately. Mm-hmm. I have a sip of the can of gravy followed by a sip of the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're perfect on their own. But I think that I'm always very excited when there's a coffee reward. I think that that's a great reward.
Yes.
I mean, probably not for like your GI tract.
Yeah,
but
you just amped up that people got coffee.
Yeah, I had like secondhand caffeine buzz from watching them. Mm-hmm. I love coffee so much that I was really happy for them.
Yes. Because
the rewards have been so shitty.
Well, not for you. I mean, you love gravy. You love coffee.
I was
coffee.
Not interested in the gross fish.
The gross fish. Yeah.
And like plantains. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm
what
not
about
a big
the chocolate? They got some
person.
Chocolate.
I'm not a big chocolate person either, Rob.
Okay.
None of the food except for the can of gravy has really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
That and the coffee. And I'd be fine. But like on Survivor, when they get coffee, I'm like, hell yeah. Like that would be, I would be so, coffee and alcohol, that I would be so excited.
Those are the big two.
I'm a woman of vices, Rob. Okay?
Yeah, I get it.
I got my alcohol, my coffee, and my gravy.
The big three. And I liked when they were sort of arguing over what the foods were of that. We saw where Paulina was talking about like, this is like a raisin bread with and Craig was like, that's a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, she was like, she had like the French name. It was like pain au, like something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a cinnamon roll.
That's some butt-hugging muck.
That's a roll covered in that cinnamon butt-hugging muck.
Hey, anything else from the reward, Jenny?
No, not really. Just Craig shared my enthusiasm about the coffee. I think that he said that was what he's missing the most.
Okay. I didn't know he was a big coffee guy.
Well, I don't know how else he gets that boundless energy.
Yeah,
he has
just a lot of energy. Yeah. And it was also Jody's dad's birthday.
Yes. And the pastries and coffee reminded her of her parents because she has afternoon coffee and pastries with her parents.
Wow. That's very formal.
Yeah.
Does she have like tea
well,
time?
She is from Hollywood.
I guess so.
The one person.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So back at camp, the losers are all talking. Okay, Lauren's gone, and here we have 6th, 7th, and 8th place in the rankings. It's Ray, it's Coach, and it's Ebony. And Ebony has bad teeth that hurt her, and then Coach and Ray haven't slept.
Yeah. But Ray brings up that they're 6th, 7th, and 8th on the leaderboard, but then proceeds to say, you shouldn't look at the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, don't pay any attention to the leaderboard, and you just need to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
You're the one that bringing up the scoreboard, but.
Mm-hmm.
And they did acknowledge that they're halfway.
Okay.
So this is the first time we got, I believe, the acknowledgement that I guess the full adventure is 10 days. And they're on day 5.
Mm-hmm. Was it last week that Ray was going through the whole crisis about this was the most important moments of his kid's life, yes, and that's why he was going to leave?
I was so confused by this, Rob, because mm-hmm. it had been 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're going to be home in a couple more days.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why going home like 2 days earlier than he otherwise would mm-hmm. is such a big deal for like being like, was there something specific happening at home during the time that he was away? Or was he just like having this moment of like, you know, I've spent so much of my life like being busy playing football and I can't spend another moment away from my kids now because I've missed all this time.
Unclear. Unclear.
I didn't understand. And it did not even seem to be a consideration this week.
No, it
like,
didn't come
really
up.
He really got over it.
Didn't come up. Okay. This week we're talking about the water. That was yes. a bigger deal. Okay. All right. Craig's worried. Somebody could ring the bell. Only him and Colton are the only people that don't have any problems. Everybody else, this is like turning into the walking wounded around here.
Yeah. I feel like not sleeping would really suck. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's nothing physically has happened to Ray and Coach, but they have apparently just like not slept at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go to the lanterns. Okay.
And it's boring a rainy night. Ass rain.
It's a rainy night. Okay.
They're all in their like windbreaker raincoats.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's still getting that fist bump.
Yes. It was a little bit of a muted fist bump.
Yeah. Like a moist fist bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're covered in water.
Yes. Okay. And so they're going to talk about a bunch of different things. What was interesting to you here, Jenny?
Boy. Really searching for something here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of talk about Lauren because yeah. she wasn't there yet. She was not back. So at this point, no one knows if she's going to return. Everyone looks miserable. But they're talking a lot about like how Lauren has inspired them and like her getting hurt really like, you know, made them realize how real this is. And there's lots of talk about how hard everything is. But ultimately, everyone seems very on board for staying. And like mm-hmm. Every week they have to do a bit of this. But like, I really feel like they were having to like reach to make us think there was a chance any of these people were going to ring the bell.
Well, I thought with the rain that there would be more of a chance that people would consider it because they haven't had like the nighttime lanterns rain
right.
where it's like a miserable night where, you
know,
you're
going to go back to camp soaking wet.
Right. Like I think that in the times where survivors like have quit, like I feel like it's usually like comes right on the heels of like bad weather. So I think that was definitely a possibility that was going to happen.
After like a lot, like a sleep or an attempted sleep in the rain, like you're going to get people quitting next episode after they had to go through a night of mm-hmm. the rain.
Yeah. So everybody is really, you know, complaining about, you know, just how bad this has been. But for one person, being out in the jungle has actually been an improvement over their everyday life. And that is Colton. Right.
I found the calmness in this jungle when I stepped in, and that's because I didn't have voices in my ear. I didn't have social media to label me. I didn't have to worry about people looking at me out in public or judging me.
Wow. Wait, when I started talking about, like, you know, I didn't have the voices in my head, I was like, oh my God. And I found out that the voices was like social media.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know where he was going with that either. I was like, do you have like, do you have to walk around with like an earpiece? Or like, are you like Impractical Jokers? Like, you having people like feed you stuff through your ear? Mm-hmm. But no, he meant the, you know, the babbling of social media criticizing him, I guess. I don't know. I don't follow Colton on any social media, so I don't really see what he gets, but you know, mm-hmm. he might stay out there. He's never ringing the bell.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about with Colton, it's like that he is not like an artist or anything like that, that it's like his work is so, like being like called out.
I think what happened with Colton is he pissed off a very loud and rabid fan base in the Bachelor franchise audience, and you know, there's just been no turning back on that.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Also, you know, he has this whole drama from the fall of 2020 where mm-hmm. I'm reading from Wikipedia, where
trusted news source.
Yes, that a woman from The Bachelor, Cassie Randolph,
that's who he chose when
filed a restraining order against him, alleging that he was stalking her outside of her apartment and her parents' Huntington Beach house, sending her text messages using an anonymous number, installed the tracking device underneath her car.
So effed up, man.
Like, oh, but these social media people are so...
They're judging me.
Judging me. Yeah. So, anyway, you know, but Colton, he's found himself.
Yes. He's the calmness of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he's staying forever there. He might still be there right now.
He may never leave.
I would never know because I don't follow him on any social media. So.
Yes. Okay.
He might still be there.
Jenny, what did you think of, we didn't get to hear last week, what did you think of Paulina's comment from the Lanterns last week?
I mean, you know, natural childbirth is not fun, but you know, that's a day.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have never given birth, so I cannot speak from direct experience. However.
Yes. You've heard things, though.
I have heard things. I have friends with children. It's not always a day, first
mm-hmm,
of all.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard that like labor is sometimes the worst part and the actual birthing part is not that bad. And sometimes women are in labor for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're only there for 10 days at this point. They've only been there 5 days at the point that she said that they had only been there 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like that she's been giving birth for 4 days out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got sore hips.
Yeah. Like, okay. Look, that can happen in both in giving birth and in beyond the edge.
I would think so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's just one of those. And this is what I hear, you know, from women that have given birth, that you kind of, the more disconnected you are from it, you kind of forget.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, you know it was bad, but, like, you forget. So it makes, so you're more likely to be like, oh, I could do that again. So I think that maybe mm-hmm. that's the case we're getting here is, like, Paulina maybe doesn't, like, recall how terrible childbirth is.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, she's maybe kind of being a little too liberal with the comparison. Mm-hmm. There. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably something that gets thrown around.
But I don't want to do either. Let's just put that out there. Sure. I have no interest in going through.
At least there's gravy on Beyond the Edge.
I mean, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to sleep with ants in the pouring rain
mm-hmm.
just for a can of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some coffee. I can have that at home.
That's true. Okay. All right. They try to build the suspense around Ebony.
That was the one person that they could do.
Yeah.
And oh, I appreciated you guys acknowledging last week how they always do the replay right mm-hmm. after the commercial. It's like the show is like 43 minutes, but like in reality, it's like 38 because after every commercial, we get at like 30 seconds of what we just saw before the commercial.
Yeah. So
yeah, this is the cliffhanger is Ebony.
Ebony.
Are you okay, going to ring that bell?
Okay. Lauren would beat her butt if she rang the bell.
It's true.
Let's see what you know about Lauren.
She's a fighter.
She's a bell ringer herself. Okay. All right. Each and every one of you keep fighting the good fight.
What is the good fight here?
I don't know. Like, might just
what
be
are they fighting?
Product placement for the show on Paramount Plus.
Because like again, this like it doesn't they're not fighting each other.
No.
They're working together. They're supposed to be supporting each
other. They're fighting against their charities having no money, I guess.
Okay. I guess that.
Okay.
That's a stretch, but it's okay.
All right. So back at camp, here's Lauren. This is good. She's back.
Yay. She's wearing a shoe. They were very excited. She's got a shoe on.
They managed to get a shoe back on her foot.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if she has a shoe, then she's ready to go.
Yep.
Bad news, though, guys. Lauren tore a ligament in her foot.
Yes. And I wanted to ask about this when they were talking about whether Lauren would return. They were saying it's almost better that if she broke it as opposed to spraining it, because a sprain is harder to heal. I had never heard this before. You should, if you injure yourself, you should hope that you broke it as opposed mm-hmm. to spraining it. Is that a thing?
I don't know if you say so. You know,
that's what they said. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It could be potentially like there's so many like small bones in your foot. If you break like a small bone in your foot, maybe that heals quicker than a sprain.
Yeah. I don't know. I would think that the sprain is less serious. I don't know why you should ever hope that you broke something over spraining it, but I get this is a widely known thing according to these eight people.
Yeah.
So
medical professionals all over the place. Yeah.
So is a tear, a torn ligament, is that considered a sprain then? Because not a break.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, that maybe during fantasy football season, I have a better. all of my knowledge of injuries comes from trying to manage my fantasy football lineup. Like, that's a 4 to 6 week injury.
That's how you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to measure it with football fields. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that injury is five football fields long.
Yeah. Okay. The doctor said Lauren has to leave the game. She didn't say. She didn't want to go.
Make that clear. She does not want to ring the bell. She would not be ringing the bell.
She would not.
Now, do we think that it's messed up that they actually made her physically ring the bell? Because, like, on Survivor,
it would, yes.
It's not like if they get pulled from the game, it's not like they make them go to tribal council and get voted out.
Mm-hmm. Like, bring your torch, bring you there on the stretcher. Right.
So it's like, even though she's not choosing to ring the bell, like, make the doctor ring the bell, you mm-hmm. know? Because she did it with such shame. It was the weakest ringing of the bell. Like, I don't even know if it made noise. She barely touched it.
Yeah.
Who's that?
You're right. That's a really good point. Yeah.
Rob, I'm paying great attention to
you
this.
You are. You're so locked in.
I'm a changed woman. I
You're the ultimate edger.
This is the journey for me. So we had Lauren talking about how she came into, you know, beyond the edge, not being very confident, and like the confidence that she's gained, and you know, the power in herself, the warrior she's become through this journey. That's kind of like me with this show, where I used to be someone that I didn't pay attention. I missed half of the Survivor episode because if there was challenges, I just black out. I'm not watching. I'm confused. If you're explaining a twist to me, I black out. I didn't catch it. The process of watching and covering Beyond the Edge has changed me. I am paying attention to everything now.
Yeah.
I honestly think I don't have ADHD anymore.
Wow. You cured yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
All it took was 5 episodes of Beyond the Edge.
This is amazing.
I pay so much attention to the show. No, what happens is that I harness all of my energy into the 43 minutes of the show.
Maybe you're using your superpowers, like Penn from The Amazing Race.
Exactly like that.
You get focused. You get locked in. Yeah. And so, very sad for Lauren. She's going to leave, but her head is held high for $42,750 for Lauren's charity.
That's pretty good for a couple of days. Like,
yeah. Not bad for being a puzzlenator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that this was a big loss for the show, like entertainment wise. I thought she was fun.
Yeah. I mean, she was fine.
She had a couple fun, you know, liners. She was like a good energy. I think that there are way more boring people left on the cast besides her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm mostly referring to Colton.
Colton's pretty boring. You know, everybody, I mean, you know, Coach is kind of one note.
Yeah, he's very inspirational and don't quit. Like, he's going to get mad if you try and quit.
Yeah.
But that's like pretty much what you're getting from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ray's giving us a little bit of depth. We're getting some stories and some weird quirks from Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Craig is just like, he's good at this stuff because he's like lived.
Yeah, he's kooky.
In the woods before. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's got like a little bit. And Jody's Jody.
She's Jody. Okay. I heard that Jody has a new project coming up, of course, I asked Sam Moore to track down any interesting, relevant, Beyond the Edge social media stories. And so...
How long did that take him to come through all of that?
It took him about 3 minutes, and he said, there's nothing. There's nothing. I don't know what you want from me. is what he said. So, but you know, he did send a couple things over. Jody Sweeten said, mark your calendars to watch me transform my kitchen skills from lame to not too shabby. Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Edition, That's So 90s, is premiering Sunday, April 12th. Hold on, Jenny. Should we be dropping Beyond the Edge and be covering this?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I mean...
All right, so let me see. Let me see.
I'd never say no to that.
All right, so who's the cast of Worst Cooks in America 90s edition? Because I think I recognize a few of these faces here. Let's see. Okay, hold on. So let me.
It's good that you do, because I don't.
Cooks in America 90s edition.
And I'm a 90s kid.
Okay. New season of Worst. Okay, so all right. All right, maybe forget the Celebrity Apprentice, Celebrity Exorcism.
I wish that I get the Celebrity
Apprentice. No,
in an alternate universe. Who is in this picture?
Yeah. All right, our friend of the pod, Lori Beth Denberg from Elisa Donovan from Clueless, Tracy Gold from Growing Pains, Jenny Kwan from California Dreams.
It's a big year for Jenny's on reality TV. So
yes, okay. Matthew Lawrence, brother of celebrity Big Brother contestant Joey Lawrence from Boy Meets World. Mark Long. Many challenge seasons, Jody Sweeten, Nicole Tom from The Nanny, and Curtis Williams from The Parenthood.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And
Jody Sweeten, she stays booked and busy. Like, this woman does not stop.
Mm-hmm.
She's on everything. Did not realize that she was so like. She has a good agent.
Yes. Okay. And Lori Beth Denberg, I sent her I sent Chappelle
Friend
a cameo.
Chappelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And she said, is this Rob Sestrino from Survivor? So Look, this could be our connection to the whole cast of Beyond the Edge.
This is how we get the unofficial reunion show.
She has a podcast too, Lori Beth Denberg.
LBD. What's her podcast about?
Oh, Jenny. Do you want to hear some of the episode descriptions?
Of course I do.
Lori Beth Denberg. I think she's a couple of podcasts. But wow. And they
just
are
coming for your crown and not the one that
Bad Advice, I believe, is the name of her podcast.
Bad Advice.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I could do a podcast about that.
Yes. Okay. And she's got a bunch of them. In the most recent episode, she talks about teaching a man to fish in your house, knowing when to boo your boo, and slick six picks flicks.
Knowing when to boo your boo, like literally boo them.
Oh,
boo, tomato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. This is from December 9th, 2021. Episode 52 is called Locking Swords with an Edgelord.
Whoa. Is that the crossover event of the century? Yeah.
To all the edgelords out there.
Locking swords. Is that like a euphemism?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, that's crossing swords.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think some of these episodes are NSFW.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about swords and edgelords.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even think I could say episode number 49 of the podcast. So she's got a lot going on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Are we going to watch this? Are we going to watch?
Maybe people should check it out and see
if it's
worth looking at.
Yeah, the 411 on it.
All right. And then one more. Sam says, okay, this is the good link. Okay. So this is a tweet from Paulina, who was getting into it with somebody. And
as she does.
Yeah, she was in, I guess, let me read the Twitter story here. So somebody named Lucas said, a lot of these celebrities are quite annoying and complain a lot more than normal people do on Survivor. Hashtag Beyond the Edge. Hashtag Survivor. Paulina clapped back. It's also a lot harder than Survivor. Upside down smiley face. I mean, how would she know? What does she know?
She played Survivor?
Yeah. And then somebody named Richard says, ha, 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 dot, dot, dot. And unlike Survivor, dot, 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 you can put fresh underwear on daily. To which Paulina clapped back, yeah, because unlike Survivor, we don't get to rest between challenges long enough to let panties dry. Yeah.
What? Why?
So Beyond the Edge is the show. Yeah, they're getting the panties wet from Mamma Mia.
I mean, Mauro did say it was going to get hotter and moister.
Damper.
Damper. Said.
It's going to get hotter. It's going to get damper.
And he meant the panties.
Wow.
What is this, a free-for-all?
So,
not the damp panties.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So, I mean, Paulina is wild on these Twitter streets. She is in everyone's mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just defending this show to the death.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves
it. It's harder than Survivor. How do you feel about that, Rob? I mean, you...
Okay, well, so you know what?
You've never done Beyond the Edge.
She's on it. Well, can you rank Beyond the Edge... Survivor and childbirth, natural childbirth.
Okay. I'm going to say childbirth first.
Number one. Okay.
Survivor second. Mm-hmm. Beyond the Edge third.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, you do have to do a challenge all the time. Maybe you don't have a challenge every day, like on Beyond the Edge.
Yeah. But they're not also getting food every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they're just.
And you also.
They don't even have rice.
Right. And on Survivor, like there is like, you are sort of like mentally taxed in a way that is beyond like, I hope I don't get picked last today.
There's you're literally playing a mind game. Like you're voting each other out. You're lying to each other. Mm-hmm. You're strategizing 24/7.
But you do have time to let your panties dry.
That is what's most important.
Yeah. Okay.
Is having those dry panties. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I mean, I will say wet underwear is really gross.
Right. No, feeling. that is an ongoing situation. Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess, do they not have bathing suits on? Did Tyler Perry come up with this Beyond the Edge?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely could have been a consultant here.
Could have been a consultant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny, and then what about for next week? What are we looking at?
So next week, we see more of Colton dragging Paulina. Like, we got another shot of her being carried. Mm-hmm. I guess she does need to be carried, bro. Mm-hmm. And there was like a shot of, so basically they're showing it's getting hard. It's really getting hard out here. There was like a shot, one of those like camera GoPro type shots of Coach. And it looked like he was like puking or something. Like, I don't know if you saw this, but there was like stuff coming out of his mouth. It did not look good.
Yeah, okay, warning. I wasn't studying it that closely.
No,
yeah,
well,
okay.
Again, not everyone pays attention to the show like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the big storyline, I think, of next episode, I've alluded to already, is that Ebony's tooth is getting worse.
Her tooth is getting worse, but then she said something like they're getting lethal or something like that?
So I had to re-listen to this quote because I did not know what she was saying. And she said, so they show her being examined, and then there was another shot of her like talking to the group being like, they've seen it be lethal. So I think that she's trying to say that like the doctors
root canal? Yeah.
Said that like the problem that she's got in her mouth right now can sometimes be lethal.
Okay.
So I feel like that's not very good.
Not a good prognosis. Omen if you have Ebony and you're Beyond the Edge fantasy draft.
Yeah.
In the Beyond the Edge stock watch, I would sell all the Ebony stock this week. And buy.
Karen's not busy, right?
He can more Craig. He's getting winners at it, right? Wouldn't you say?
Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just rose in the ranks. So Colton, I think, is at the top now.
Yeah.
And then I think
is should
Craig
we do
third place?
Beyond the Edge stock watch?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think this week you're buying Craig.
Buy Craig. Yeah. I would buy Craig. Ebony.
I think it makes more sense to buy Craig than to buy Colton.
Colton's a sneaky buy now. But I think he's a sneaky buy. I think that probably that not as many people are buying him.
Right. You think not as many people are buying Colton or Craig?
Yeah, I think not as many people are buying Colton. I'll be honest, I don't really know how the stock watch works. Okay. But I feel like people don't really like Colton, so I feel like that his fan rating, I think, is like naturally suppressed. So I think you can get
it's
him
like
for
a
cheaper.
Bias against him.
Right.
Again,
right.
This is what he has to deal with on social media.
It's like an unpopular player where it's like a Nicole Franzel where people don't like her.
Even if he's doing really well, no one's going to reward him for it.
She's getting the two this week. Yeah.
Because we just don't like
Because we don't like her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's a good point, Rob. I think you do understand the stock watch more.
A little bit. I don't really understand the buying and the selling. I understand the ratings. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I can't. I'm really bad with money, so.
But you're good with gravy.
I am good with, yes.
And you're great with coffee.
I am on the gravy
and alcohol.
Train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, what a great assessment of me.
Okay. Jenny, should we take a look at any of our ratings for this week? Do you think that the edgelords and edgeladies out there decided to take a week off from leaving us any feedback?
I hope not.
I kind of think they did.
Do you think they're on strike because I was gone?
Yes. Okay. Please, can we get some, your ratings are the gravy on this podcast.
Yes. And like I've said, the reviews of this show, they sustain, like I need them.
How many ratings do you need to feel better?
Oh, because I'm not well right now. I'm trying to regain strength. And I've told you that these reviews are my life force.
Yes. So, would 200 Apple Podcast reviews make you feel better, Jenny?
What are we at right now?
141 in the US store.
So we want to get us up to 200?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that might
That would help you fully recover.
And I need to recover.
Because the doctors are saying that Jenny maybe needs to rest her voice.
Yeah, exactly. Like they said, not today, tomorrow maybe. So they let me come on today's podcast, but I might have, you know, injured myself through this podcast. I don't know if I'll make it to next week. The doctors say, however, get us to 200 ratings and reviews. Mm-hmm. And I should
you'll
be well
tell the doctors
to
where they can stick it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Quads are going to just snap. They're so tight. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
All right. Jenny, can I also get you just to weigh in on one other thing from last week?
Of course.
This is a case of where you literally want to put the cartography before the horse.
I squealed at this. Honestly, I probably injured my voice more from all of the laughs I had watching these two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's trying to do the cart before the horse.
Yeah, we know, got that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, he thought he had it. The cartography.
Yeah. He thought he had it.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
Do you think he wrote this ahead of time, or do you think that he's freestyling?
He's free. He's freewheeling.
Freewheeling. Okay. I mean, I was much more
of playing
a
jazz.
Fan of the NSYNC line this week.
Sure.
Listen, they can't all be hits, okay? Because then we wouldn't appreciate the hits as much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jenny, what's coming up for you? You're recovering. You're waiting to see how many iTunes rating, Apple Podcasts we get before you know how you're feeling.
Yes, I need to.
Robbieswebsite.com/BTE feed.
Yes, please hop over there. Feed me your life force so that I can keep going, so that I don't have to ring the bell ever again, because it was demoralizing. I don't ever want to be that low again.
Yeah. Okay.
And aside from that, just trying to get better, because celebrity exorcism, we promised it.
Yeah.
And I'm a woman.
We didn't forget about it. We didn't forget about it.
We did not forget.
We had it scheduled one night.
Yeah. Blame. Honestly, I got really sick, guys, and everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it's gonna come. And I also, you know, keep me posted on this Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Edition. That's so 90s. I want to know if it's good.
If we should check it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then check out everything we have going on over on Rob's podcast, with everything going on. A great Survivor episode this week. You think anybody listens to this and doesn't listen to Survivor?
I actually had that thought earlier when I made the
If you like us talking about jungle shows, you'll love us talking about Survivor.
Yeah, this little known show called Survivor. It's not as hard as Beyond the Edge, apparently.
Yes.
But you might enjoy it anyway.
Yes. We had a great breakdown of everything that's going on with Christian Hubicki. I'm going to talk with Tiffany Seeley also this week. So check that all out over on robhasawebsite.com. And anything else, Jenny?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, you know.
So nice to have you back. You were locked in this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not healthy yet, but I'm back, you know.
You're back. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Keep fighting the good fight.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.